somebody introduced me to Don White, probably in 72. And he was very anxious to start a self-help group. And he went, actually, to Vancouver to stay in an MPA house, a Mental Patients Association house. And he stayed there for 11 days. And he came back to Toronto, and we met up at a coffee shop. And he was so excited. And he was going to start a similar group in Toronto. But it took a long time, because he couldn't find anybody much who wanted to belong to a group like that. So he used the same strategy that Manny Beckman did. He found a friendly journalist who wrote an article about the interest we had in starting a group. And the guy published the article in Toronto Star. And we had our first meeting in a church hall in 1977. And 150 people showed up. We were gobsmacked that there were that many people. So that's how the Ontario Mental Patients Association got started. And I mean, Don talks about that in Shrink Resistance. And in 1978, after Judy published her book On Our Own, we changed the name of our group to On Our Own. And that group lasted, lurching from crisis to crisis for 20 years. And it had three projects. One, it ran the traditional kind of self-help drop-in, and we got money to pay for a coordinator from the provincial government, Ministry of Health. And it operated a store called the Mad Market, which was a strategy to try and address the difficulty many of us had in getting work. And then the third thing it did, and maybe the thing for which it became most well noted, was Phoenix Rising, the Voice of the Psychiatrist, which published from 1980 to 1990. And at one point, Erie Chimrat was the editor-in-chief. And that was an international magazine that became sort of highly waited for. Each issue, people were waiting by their mailbox, hoping it would come, so they could read what was going on in the movement at that time.